family, where we serve one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The scripture says, one God, above all, and above all, through all, and only according to the power. Can the church say praise the Lord? Can we say praise the Lord? Can we say praise the Lord like God has done something for us? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I bet that you are still walking and talking and on your way back to your seat. I'm going to ask everyone to stand for a word of prayer. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand for a word of prayer. Amen. Our message this morning is going to be a very challenging and eye-opening message. And as I was coming up to the Lord, I said, you better pray first. Amen. Because when you try to get a breakthrough spiritually, how many know the devil can fight? How many know when you're trying to get a breakthrough spiritually, you can get all kinds of distractions. Even in church, you can get distracted. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, if you had not been for you on our side this afternoon, where would we be? Lord, if you had not opened doors, where would we be? Lord, if you had not stepped between a death angel and us this afternoon, where would we be? Lord, if you had not stepped between the addiction spirit and us, where would we be? Lord, if you had not stepped between the mind-altering spirit that was trying to take our right mind, where would we be? So, Lord, on this afternoon, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you open ears spiritually so that we may hear what the Spirit will say unto the church. Lord, bind the power of the adversary. Amen. Our message today is going to be a very challenging one. You know, a lot of times we like to preach it, but how, can we say, Lord, however you do it, I'll be happy. You know, the most important thing today is we need some spiritual freedom. You know, the praise team will sing the song, Freedom. No more shackles, no more chains, I'm free. Don't we need God to lose every chain? Anything that the devil would try to do to hinder, we need God to loosen. Amen. So our scripture reading will be coming from 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 20 through 23. Now, our subject matter on today, the devil ain't going to like this. Hallelujah. But we don't worry about the devil because when the Spirit of the Lord is, there he is. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there he is. Liberty. The Lord says, I am that Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to start off in 1 Kings chapter 20. Sorry, chapter 22 and verse 20. Do we all have it? Amen. For those that don't have it, where? It's on the screen. And I share the screen with you for this point. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and follow that Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also, go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of his word, and the church said,
word of the Lord.
His blessed are, and you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. You ever wonder sometimes when things, sometimes you're on a valley high, and then all of a sudden you get trouble out of everywhere? You ever want to say, Lord, what? I mean, if you're real, I'm not talking about y'all super spiritual people. I'm talking about people like me. That's real, right?
Simple spiritual people say, I don't ever have no trouble in everybody's face. What do you do at home? But you ever have those times you say, Lord, what is going on? You ever have some of those what is going on moments? Lord, I've prayed. Lord, I've read my Bible. Lord, I've fasted. And I know I heard a word from the Lord, but what in the world is going on? So our message this morning, this afternoon, is what in the world is? What in the world is going on? And if we were to have a subtopic, it would be a spiritual invasion. What in the world is going on? And our subtopic would be a spiritual invasion. We live in a society, in a world, that there are two spirits that exist. Amen. And can I do more of a teaching message than a preaching? Because how many wants a victory? I'm tired of every time I think I'm doing all right, seem like I get hit with a blind side. Every time I think I'm running, all of a sudden I find myself going backwards. Every time I think I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, I find myself back down on the first rung. What in the world is going on? Did you ever ask yourself that? I talk about real people. You know, sometimes I speak to my wife and say, wow, I just can't figure it out. No, and I do bless the Lord, thank God for my wife, amen, and for the help he's given her, because she has MS, so she has many challenges, but God is still good. So we thank God for that. But sometimes you just say, what is? You don't ever ask that question? If I watch the news and I see a policeman shoot a guy 7 times in the back, and he's running away from him, and he's not a threat, I'll be saying, when I see ISIS and I see the Arabs and those radical Muslims from the Islam go into a school and shoot up 150 Christians, I have to ask, you don't ever ask that? when you see a neighbor go out and murder or do something that's not typical, you have to ask. Y'all gonna help me? You have to ask. I don't care how spiritual you are, how much you know God, you have to ask. It's a spiritual invasion. Now, what is an invasion? An invasion is an unwelcome visitor. An unwelcome foe. Someone that comes, I didn't invite you. I wasn't looking for, what are you doing here? That's an invasion. Right? Somebody said, what kind of invasion? I'm talking about Job was a perfect man. Yeah. One that hated evil and feared God. And Job had to ask when he lost everything, Lord, what is going on? And you think it's bad when you lose all of your wealth and possessions. But how in the world? Can we say how in the world?
How in the world?
We're going to talk together. Right? So when you leave, you get this. In the world, can you have 10 funerals in? What in the world is going on? And then the scripture said, Job blessed the Lord and said, naked came I. Anybody know that you came out naked and you're going to return to them? He said, naked came I. You know, he's struck with boils from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And the scripture said, for 7 days and for 7 nights, all Job could do is sit there and scratch himself with pottery and ask, what is? Lord, what is going on? I'm not doing anything to fight you. Lord, I'm on your side, but every time I turn around, I got trouble. Somebody said trouble in my way. Anybody got some trouble in your way? I have to cry sometime. Anybody got trouble when you lay awake all night long? And you just keep asking God? We are in an active church. I don't know, y'all might be used to a quiet church. Everybody sit there, you get the message and leave, and then, yeah, I'm gonna say, now we interact. I talk to you, and you talk back. Can I get a praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
So we're talking about what in the world? Then we talk about a spiritual invasion. A spiritual invasion is a spirit that invades your premise. It invades your domain and you did not invite it. But it still came anyway. Amen. The Bible says in St. John 4 and 23, can we go there? I'm gonna go slow so we can get the spirit, right? Because a lot of times we think we're fighting people and fighting bosses and fight situations, but we're not. We're fighting a lot of people say, what? How in the world could human beings go out and take a knife and decapitate somebody? It's not the person, it's the
spirit.
But it was an uninvited, unwelcome spirit, but it came anyway. For St. John 4:23, this is Jesus speaking. He said, but the hour coming and when the
true
worship shall worship the Father in
spirit.
Amen. If you want to serve God, you gotta do it in spirit, amen. So if there's a spirit and truth, then there's a spirit and
false.
Right? God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in God is a spirit, but how many know the devil is also a spirit? Right? And the devil's number one goal from the onset of dealing with Adam and Eve is that he wanted humanity to worship him. So, how many know if you see the devil, he said, you can't fool me if I know you're coming. Right? If you see the devil, listen, how many of y'all see the devil coming? You ain't gonna come open the door and say, hello. I've been waiting for you, right? I got a guest room, and you can sleep in the room. If you don't see the devil, you're gonna kick him. But when he invades you, you don't have no choice. Can I give y'all a story? You know, I gotta always give a story. I gotta give you a story. I gotta keep you interested. Who wants to go to a boring church? I'm gonna give y'all. Say, give us a story. I'm going to give it to you anyway. You might as well. The old story said, the devil. We talk about the devil now. He's still the devil. The devil was crawling the neighborhood, looking for a house to get into. So the devil came to the front gate, and the homeowner said, I know you're the devil. You can't come in my house. But he wanted to invade. So the devil said, okay, I don't want to come in the house. Can you just open the gate and let me in the yard? So the homeowner said, I'm going to let you in the yard, but you can go no further. So when you come in the gate, stay at the gate. So how do you know when he gets there, he can get comfortable? So when he got in the gate, he said, well, can you let me on the front porch? And the homeowner said, no, I told you had to stay at the front gate. The devil said, well, I ain't gonna do nothing wrong. Can I just have a seat of time on the front porch? Y'all like my story? So the devil said, well, can I just have a seat on the front porch? The homeowner said, okay, you pushing it. You can sit on the front porch, but you can't go in the house, you can't go no further. But how many know the devil is never satisfied? Unless he has a complete invasion. He don't believe in a partial invasion. He wanted to get all the way in. So after being out on the porch for a little while, the devil took to the homeowner and said, well, it's kind of cold. Aren't you being incompassionate? He said, can I just at least come in the front door and stand in the hallway and get some heat? The homeowner said, wait a minute, you started at the gate. I said, no. You went from the gate to the front porch. Now you want to come in my hallway? You know, the problem is you shouldn't have talked to him in the first place. If you didn't talk to him, he couldn't have gotten the advantage. But you're holding a conversation with the devil. And somebody said, well, I'm strong enough. He ain't strong enough. So the homeowner said, okay, you can come in the front door. You can't come first. door. So the devil came in the front door. You see how he's working his way up? He don't do it all at once, he does it little by little, and you don't recognize that you're about to be beheaded. You don't recognize he's not about to just come in the house and rescue you, but when he comes in your house, he's going to kick you
out.
He's going to kick you out. So after being in the foyer, the devil said, well, I'm real tired. Can I sleep in the guest room? Now, what the homeowner going to say? No, you can't sleep in my guest room. But you know, the devil is persuasive. And you don't recognize it. He has but one objective. Once he get in the house, somebody said, oh, ain't he double hockey sticks. Gonna break loose. Because now he has had what kind of invasion? A full invasion. You thought you were keeping him out, but he got in, and you knew it was the devil, because that spirit, the devil is a spirit. There are only two spirits that exist in the world. There's the spirit of God, the spirit of the devil, and everything else is the spirit of the devil are demons. So our subject matter for 1 Kings says the Lord is dealing with Ahab and Jehoshaphat, and Ahab is about to go to war. And there's a true man of God that tells the truth. But there's a false, but what somebody says, sometimes you get confident numbers.
Right.
So it was one man that told the truth who was a man of God. But there were so many hundreds that were saying something different, which were false prophets. So the king is trying to figure out, well, who do I listen to? Just like y'all, y'all the same way. We all the same. It's more voices saying do this than there is that one voice that say, don't do it. Why? Because the devil is playing a full-scale invasion. He's playing it on coming in. And when he come in, he's playing on taking over. Somebody said, what do you mean when you start acting and doing things that you know you shouldn't do? That's an invasion. That's a spirit, hallelujah, that's controlling you. So they said, well, who are we going to listen to? And the Lord said unto them, he said, well, who's going to persuade the king, Ahab, to listen? And somebody said, I'll be a what kind of spirit?
Lying.
A lying spirit in his mouth. So we're being invaded on every time you turn around, we're being invaded by spirits. Now, there are all kinds of spirits that exist. There are some spirits that are spirits of infirmities, which we will go over later. There are spirits that are trying to overcome us, because the Bible says, of whom a man is overcome, it's the same as he's born into. Now listen, the difference between God's spirit and the devil's spirit is the Bible says the Lord is that spirit, and when the spirit of the Lord is there is, that's what? Liberty. That means you are free, you can make a choice. Now the difference between the Lord's spirit and the devil's spirit is when the devil comes in, he invades to overcome you, and you're born into bondage. So one spirit frees you. The other spirit brings you into bondage. Amen. So let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Are y'all still with me? The devil is real. Spirits are real. You know, I grew up down, how many of y'all from down south? If you're from down south, you know about spirits. Ever since we were little kids, we heard about spirits. Amen. Spirits everywhere. When you come from down south, we know about spirits. And, amen. And, I ain't gonna go there, but spirits are real. Can we just say they're real? And if you don't believe it, just stay around long enough and you'll know it. Amen. First one of chapter 4 says, beloved, believe not. So they are what? Spirits. The spirit wants to invade you, and then when everything has fallen apart in your quiet moment, you know, when we deal with each other, we kind of macho. Or we kind of feminine, we strong. Huh? But when you get in your quiet moments, when it's just you and your conscience, hallelujah, in your conscience you be saying, what in the world? What's going on? I don't understand What in the world is going on? Lead not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know we the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh is
God.
And this is the spirit of? So we got a whole lot of Christians, but there's a whole lot of anti-Christians also. Well, what makes them an anti-Christian? The spirit. That's why it's our job as saints, or as people, we have to try me, you have to test that spirit to see whether it's of God or not. All right, so the spirit of Antichrist, well, we have heard that he should come, and even now already is in
the world.
He's in the world. Somebody said, before I got saved, I used to say, over and over, like, I used to purpose in myself, I'm going to conquer this. And I could do it for a few months, but then all of a sudden I'll be doing the same thing all
over again.
And I would say, Lord, I believe you, I pray, what's going on? I don't understand it. How come I can't get complete deliverance? Not partial deliverance, but complete deliverance. Amen. And I couldn't understand it. And then I heard somebody say, well, one night I went to the church one night and my heart
wasn't right.
And God got a hold of me. I got baptized in his name. Hallelujah. Then when I got the Spirit of God in me, which was the Holy Ghost, they didn't have to teach me or train me. All those desires, all those temptations were
gone.
Why? Because God's Spirit overcame those other invading spirits that I had not invited, and his Spirit won.
Amen.
So the next verse says, we, ye are God's little children, and have overcome. If you got God's Spirit, you can overcome anything.
Amen.
If you surrender. God doesn't fight us. God won't make us do anything. Somebody said, well, I'm saying, I just don't understand why God won't do this. Because the Bible says we have to come to God with a free, willing spirit. And God will help us. Ye of God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that is in than he that is in. But who's in the world?
The devil.
Who's in you? God is in you. But the devil is never satisfied with the God in you. So every time you purpose, I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad the devil knocks at the front gate. And then, you know, instead of, when you see the devil come and say, you know what, I don't have no time to talk to you. Right? How many of y'all married? If you're married and you're the husband and some woman come talk to you, what you gonna do? You're not gonna entertain that, right? Because you're gonna break your vows. So when he come, he said, put the ring up. I broke my finger so I can't wear it. Put the ring up and say, happily married, and I don't have time for you. Now, when you entertain the devil, and you don't make your stand, and you don't, with conviction, stand one way or the other, then you're opening yourself up for an invasion. So instead of, oh, I didn't do the man yet, right? Well, both ways, y'all know. To both, can we say both ways? Don't make a difference. You gotta make a stand. Right? Because when you start entertaining that spirit, all of a sudden that spirit is no longer just flirting with you, but then that spirit will invade you. Well, why did it invade? Because you should have been entertaining it. Y'all gonna help?
Yes.
If you're married, you're married. The Bible said the husband should be committed to the wife, and the wife should be committed to the husband, and ain't no girlfriend or boyfriend on the outside, thank God.
Yeah.
So when you have some friends and they too close, the devil is about to make an invasion. Yes, he is. And then you're gonna say, well, I didn't think I'd ever do this. You should have entertained it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't entertain it, then he don't get a foothold in it.
never let him in your domain.
Yes.
The devil's desire is always to invade our domain.
Yes.
Y'all with me, sir?
Yes.
I'm just trying to help you identify how the devil tries to get the advantage. And I heard the scripture say we're not ignorant of his devices because we don't want him to have some of our lives a wreck, a muck, and a mess because we're entertaining all the wrong things. We think we're strong enough. You're not strong enough. The devil has been in his job for thousands of years. And you can be guaranteed the Bible says that he's wiser than Daniel. And even when he went to Eve to deceive her, he deceived her with his craftiness. So he appeared one way, but all the time his whole desire is to invade you. And then once he invades, I can keep y'all. Y'all gonna see me? Oh, we're gonna get to the heavy. Someone said we gotta get to the heavy stuff now. Right? We just been light right now. I'm talking about real stuff. I'm talking about how the church can even be free. I'm talking about how people of God won't even serve God because they let the devil keep invading their privacy. You let him in the room. You let him in the area. Hallelujah. And when you let him, he has the one desire, and that's to take over.
Are y'all with me?
Listen, we're going to give a whole lot of spirits because we need to identify the tactics of the devil. If you're going to fight an enemy, you got to know something about the enemy. Right? You think when the United States go to war, they don't study their opponents to find out how to get the advantage? Just like the United States studied the opponent, the Bible said the devil studies us.
Yes, he does.
He knows what makes every last one of us act the way we act.
Yes, he does.
When I was growing up, my uncle, can I go back to my uncle? I don't know which one it is. Because I got a whole bunch of them. But when things didn't go right, my uncle, he had a 1964, 65 Impala. And we knew when things weren't going right in the neighborhood, because we only had one way in our development and one way out. When we heard rubber burning from the beginning of the development to the end of the development, we knew something had gone. And we knew that he got into that other stuff. You know, when things don't go right, he has a thought. Even the world calls that stuff in the ball. What's that stuff in the ball called?
Come on, y'all. Just go by the store. You got spirits or something. Right?
So some things that don't make you leave you up to your imagination to figure out what it is. Right? Some things is obvious. They're spirit. So when things didn't go right, my uncle, he would get into his spirit. And we would hear him coming and hear him going. The spirits, hallelujah, they're trying to invade our privacy. Amen?
I don't know what that was, but that's all right. I told you it wasn't going to go well.
I told you. That's why we prayed before we started. You know what? Because the people are bound, they need to be
free.
So, alcohol is a
spirit.
Drug addiction is a
spirit.
Somebody said, well, how do you know that? Let's go to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 13. Luke 13 and verse 10. The devil has too many saints of God bound that should be free. And the way that he has us bound is because we're entertaining
spirits.
Right? Y'all with me, sir?
Yes.
Y'all might as well stay with me. You know I'm a teacher like this. You know, it's my job to teach. You can do what you want with what you hear. Amen. But I heard somebody say, I want to hide the word of God in my heart so that I won't sin against him. Luke 13 and verse 10. Now, how many know if the Lord is speaking, the Lord is pretty good. If the Lord is preaching and teaching, he knows what he's what?
Yeah.
You know what he's talking about, amen? Yeah. And don't worry about the lights. Didn't I tell y'all before we started we're going to have some fights? Didn't I say the Lord told us to pray before we start?
Yes.
So don't be surprised. If you turn them all off, don't be surprised.
Yes.
And if you turn off the power, I stand in the middle.
Yes.
Because we're going to get this message out.
Yes.
Because there's too many people bound that ought to be free. Verse 10 says, and he was Jesus, was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of
infirmity.
Sometimes we go through stuff and it's us. It's the devil. Amen? What do you call? Is this the Lord speaking?
That's right.
The Lord said it's a what? Spirit of
infirmity.
The spirit of infirmity. 18
years.
Follow the course. We're trying to overcome what? Spirits. And was bound together and could no wise lift herself up. In other words, she walked with her heart, or she was bent over. But the Lord called it a spirit of infirmity. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, "Woman, thou art loosed from thy
infirmity."
But what caused the infirmity? A what?
Spirit.
So a lot of times things we go through, we can't figure out. And we said, what in the world? 18 years she was like that. And it was a what?
Spirit
of. Somebody said, I've been like this a long time, but all you need is Jesus. And I guarantee when you get Jesus, all that stuff that had you bound, you will be free. Hallelujah. How do you know that? Let's see. I'm going to cut it short because I know you. I'm just trying to help you identify the devil so you know what's coming against you. All right. So the Lord said, he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight. And what? And the rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had. You already know the spirit is wrong. God did something good and talking about upset. You got to quit the church and got saved? Yeah, I got saved. Why are you mad? That's the devil. All right. There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and then therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath. I'm going to skip down because I don't want to go through all of this. I want to get down to where the Lord said, "Oh, not this, the woman who was a daughter of Abraham." All right, let's go to verse 16. We already know the story. She's bound, and they fight with him over tradition. How many people all messed up because they won't do anything because of
tradition?
You know, tradition is also a
spirit.
Because that tradition won't allow you to serve God freely. The scripture says that the truth will make you
free.
But when you stay in a tradition, you stay bound by that
spirit.
By that spirit. Alright? So, what verse did I say? 16. This is Jesus speaking. He said, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom bound her?
Satan.
Whom Satan? How long did he bind her?
18 years.
I don't know what you're going through. But all you have to do is have an encounter with Jesus. It don't matter if you're in a month, 20 years, 30 years, if you have a real encounter with Jesus, he will make you free. That invading spirit that's been trying to overcome you, the Lord will set you
free.
So the Lord said, "Ought not this woman who's a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound up, ought not she to be free?" It's a what? A spirit. So we get confused. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on. It's a spirit. Anybody been in church for a little while and all of a sudden you start entertaining the devil? When you entertain the devil, once again, the devil don't want to just have the game. He wants to be where? Y'all with me?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 12. You won't shout, but how many want to be free?
Yeah.
Lord, I just want to be free. All right, so let's go to Matthew chapter 12. You keep asking, what in the world is? It's the devil. Because you're making too many concessions. Amen. You need to make a stand for God. You know, the old saying is, "For God I stand, for God I live, for God I die." But we're making too many concessions. And when you make a concession, you open the door. And when you open the door, the devil. So how many know when you get saved, God cleans your house?
Amen.
Right? When you get saved, somebody said, if I got saved, how am I worse than I ever was? I hear that all the time. I'm going to tell you why you're worse. Right? because you can't entertain that spirit. Amen. Verse 43 of Matthew chapter. Y'all with me still?
Yes.
The devil is the devil. He has one desire, that's to invade your domain. It says, when the unclean spirit is what? When God casts that spirit out, you're clean. He walketh through dry places, seeking, and he findeth. Then that, can we say spirit? That spirit that the devil cast, that the Lord cast out. Nicotine, alcohol, drug addiction, sexual pornography, all those things are spirits. And we'll go over that possibly later. If not, God willing, Wednesday. Amen. Those are all spirits. So the Lord will cast that spirit out. So now your house has been swept clean. Amen. Then says he couldn't find. Now, when that spirit leaves, he's looking for rest. But the spirit is never satisfied until he can get back into his original house. Right? So you see some people, they do good for so long, but then they open themselves up to something. And you say, whoa, you got saved. You worse now than you ever was. Why? This is why. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out of. And when he has come, he finds it swept. Whoa, his house is clean. Because he's always trying to come back. Never satisfied lest he can come back. Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they, God had cleaned you. You were free. Why did you entertain the spirit? Why did you even give ear to the spirit? You know how the devil is? You know, if you have trouble with alcohol, say, all you got to do is taste a little bit. Don't taste none.
All right.
You overcame it. Why do you entertain that? Some people, not in here, but some people have a lying spirit. Right? So they can tell the truth all the time, and then they get, you ever get caught in a situation? If I tell the truth, I'm going to be in trouble. This is how the devil makes us rationalize. If I tell the truth, I'm going to be in trouble. But if I tell a lie, I'm going to be free. No, you're going to be in worse trouble. Because you ought to fear him that's not able to destroy the body, but him that's able to destroy both the body and soul in hell. So don't fear the man, fear God. Don't fear the situation, fear God. So because we're afraid we're going to be caught out there, we tell a
lie.
We just open ourselves up for an invasion. Y'all with me, Sam? So the devil is never satisfied. So we keep opening ourselves up to stuff that God has cleaned us up from. And then, after we open ourselves up and they bring those seven spirits that were more wicked than themselves, and they said the last thing that individual is worse than the beginning, we said, what's going on? What's going on? You're opening yourself up to too many of the wrong things. If it's not of God, then it's of the devil. Amen. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2. I'm almost finished. I promise you. I'm going to cut it short. And you know, when you're dealing with spirits, a lot of times people say, oh, that's hogwash. That's something true. It is true. Say, well, how do you know? Because how a lot of us stand in the same situation and can't get free. Amen. Purpose mentally, but we don't do it spiritually. 2 Peter chapter 2. Y'all with me still?
Yes.
When you keep asking what in the world is going on, when you can't figure it out, God has not changed. Neither has his word changed. Verse 19. Now, we just went over God will clean you up. But what do you do after God cleans you? What do you entertain after God cleans you up? What do you open yourself up to after God cleans you up? You know, some years ago we learned about transferring of spirits. You know, that's why the Bible says, lay hands suddenly on.
Amen.
How many know if it's in the Bible, God wasn't talking about? Somebody said, well, I'm spiritual, and you lay your hands on somebody, and all of a sudden, that spirit, because you're not strong enough, listen, You lay your hands on somebody, and that spirit, you know you have been praying. You have been building yourselves up on your most holy faith, which is praying in the Holy Ghost. You're weak spiritually, and you go pray for somebody, and you lay your hands on them, you just invite their spirit. That's how you get spirits transferred. Right? I'm just trying to help y'all out, because a lot of times we just act like the devil ain't real. And we can play with that spirit. That spirit is that spirit. All right, let's get here. 2 Peter 19 says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are? You know, some people who try to get help, they ain't nothing but corrupt. I don't care if it is a preacher. Jesus said, by your fruit, by their fruit ye shall. And somebody said, well, I'm just a strawberry tree. If you got a bunch of poison ivy on that tree, by your fruit. But they said, Jesus said, a lot of people have preached in my name. He said, I'm going to tell them, I never
knew you.
So by their fruits, you shall even in church. A whole lot of people saved and sanctified and on their way to heaven, but by their
fruits
you shall. Am I helping y'all figure out how the spirit kind of invades us? How he sneaks in the door? I'm just trying to, listen, I want to be saved.
Amen.
And I want you to be saved. But to be saved is a real spirit world. It's a fight. It's a battle. The devil's desire is to have and claim more souls than God. Because that's why he's the anti-Christ. Today, everybody is a born-again Christian, which means you are Christ-like. When you're an anti-Christ, that means you are anti-God. That's a spirit. Amen. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For a woman, man is? That spirit has but one desire. That's what? Overcome you. A woman, man is overcome by the same as he brought into? God would never bind us. God's spirit set free. For if after they have, Matthew says, after God has cleaned you up and given you a fresh start, through the nod of the Lord, you got saved, you knew God, and you had a personal relationship. He said, after that, and they are again, God set you free. God made a way for you. God kicked that spirit out. That spirit of pollution, anytime the devil comes in, the Bible refers to it as pollution. So God has cleaned you up of that pollution. How do you know it? Pollution ain't good. Anybody know pollution ain't good? God cleans you up of the pollution. Then the scripture says you are entangled therein and you open yourself back up to that same spirit that the devil cast out to clean up. Now you open yourself back up to that same spirit of pollution. He says the what? Latter end is worse than the beginning. So he said, what in the world is going on? I can't figure it out. What have we opened ourselves up to spiritually? Now the devil, he's a disguiser. He's not going to come to you openly. Because you know it's the devil. So he comes in all kinds of ways so he can get the advantage over us. But we should not be ignorant of his devices. All right, verse 21 says, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of. He said, you would have been better if you didn't know the truth. At least you would have had an excuse. But when you know the truth, and then you go back to that situation, when you go to know the truth, and then you open yourself back up to that again, he said, then after they have known it, to turn from the. You know what God commands you and you turn from it and you're doing what you want to do, you just open yourself up to a bad spirit. And you're trying to figure out, why am I in this condition? Y'all with me?
Amen.
I told you I'm going to try and teach you. So you want to have, so you'll identify. How many don't want to know how the devil's coming at you?
Amen.
How many want to know how he's getting the advantage? Amen.
Amen.
He said, commandment, deliver unto them. But it happened unto them according to the true proverb, the what?
Dog
has turned to his own vomit, and the son that was washed to his wallowing in the mire. God cleans you. You ever see a dog vomit? You say, wow, why are you going to eat the same thing? That's what the devil does to the church. All that stuff that made you sick, all that stuff that God frees you of, why are you messing with that stuff again? Right? He says, like, years ago, we didn't know any better back in the 60s about Ouija boards. I'm just saying, we didn't know any better. Right? Well, you know, because Ouija board, how many know they sell Ouija board as an entertainment, as a game? Really? So we were playing those Ouija boards and stuff like that. Man, stuff was going on in our houses like crazy. This is the honest truth. My mother built these, made these statues. In the middle of the night, the statues was getting up, walking around the house and talking. And my mom kept saying, what? Nah, we didn't attract it to the spirits. Right? We didn't attract it to the Ouija board. And my mom's like, last night, those statues was up walking around. This stuff was all going crazy in the house. We didn't understand what was going on. But we were still playing the Ouija board. Because we didn't know that there was that Ouija board that came. So finally, when things got so out of control, one of my aunt's friend came, broke that Ouija board, took that thing out of the house, and guess what?
The house returned to normal.
Because the devil entertained us through a game, and we didn't understand that his desire was to get in so he could get me.
Amen.
And then I can tell you stories. In the middle of the night, 2 or 3 in the morning, my mom would wake us up. We were little kids. She would wake us up. We would drive 30 miles across town to my grandmother's house. Because my father was in Vietnam. And all this stuff was going on in. Seriously. You know, he said, did I just think that it didn't really, it was really happening? Because we didn't realize it. Through entertainment, we had opened ourselves up to
spirits.
You have to watch the devil because the devil is sly. He doesn't just come and say, I'm the devil. But he just wants to get me. After they broke that Ouija board, threw that thing in the fire, house returned to normal. You know, from that time on, I learned. You got to watch how the devil tries to get in your house. His desire is to just get the advantage. Let's go. I'm going to close here in James chapter 1. A lot of times, the devil gets advantage not because we are not willing, victims. A lot of times, he gets the advantage because we succumb to the temptation. James 1 verse 12, this is our last chapter we'll go over today. But we're trying to help identify how we're asking ourselves, what in the world is going on? What's happening all around us? What's happening in the United States? What's happening in police departments and everything? Everybody's opening themselves up to spirits. You know, I say, well, you can talk about anything in school, but don't talk about God. I heard a person say down south, they said, man, what's happened to our schools? The guy said, bring God back in, and the schools will come back. Y'all kick God out of the school, and you think school's going to get better? When you kick God's spirit out, then you open yourself up to the devil's spirit. Verse 12 reads, blessed is the man that endureth
temptation.
For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that let no man say. When he is
tempted.
Anybody get tempted and say, man, Lord, why did you do this? God don't tempt us. Let no man say when he is tempted that I am. For God, neither. So temptation is not from God. So if you fight temptation, you're fighting the devil. That spirit is trying to invade you. Say, I'm not even thinking about this. Where did this come from? The devil. He's trying to invade you. Can I get an amen? Y'all with me? But he said, but every man, when he is, before the devil can tempt you, he has to draw you away. Well, what are they drawing you away from? The truth. He's drawing you away from God. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away. Right? So the devil says, well, you know what? If you go to church today and you keep going to church faithfully,
you're going to lose your mind. So you ought to take a break. You know what he's doing? Believe me, for the truth. You know, some ungodly music you use as well, it ain't going to hurt just a little bit. The devil's just trying to draw you away. So every man is tempted when he's drawn away and tempted of his what? Oh, so what the devil has to do is he has to find the lust in you to draw you away. Everyone has a different lust. Everyone has a different spirit. But then, how many know something bad happens as you get drawn away? Right? Once you get away from God, something bad happens. Amen. So you're tempted after you're drawn away. And the scripture says, but then lust, when it has, so when the devil draws you away and he plants, conception itself as a what? Seed. Are y'all with me? Conception starts as a seed. If you don't plant the seed, it cannot grow. If you don't water the seed, it cannot grow. So lust, when it has, when you plant it, when you allow it to start to grow, right? Y'all with me?
Yes.
That's crazy. I'm just telling you the truth.
Then lust, when it has conceived, bring it forth. Because in order for you to sin, you have to have a seed. And sin, and after lust has conceived, they bring forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bring it forth. That is all sin. That's enough. That's enough. What in the world is going on? As the elders, the ministers come forward, you know what's going on? We keep opening ourselves up innocently, naively, to the devil's spirit. Once the devil gets a foot in the door, his desire is to take over. So after he tempts you and tests you, then he wants to invade you. There's a spiritual invasion that's taking place in so many people's lives because they keep opening themselves up to a spirit. The spirit of the devil is real. The spirit of addiction is real. The spirit of alcoholism is real. The spirit of nicotine is real. The spirit of all this gay marriage and all this stuff is real. You know, our schools, you can't talk about God in school. But you can talk about two mamas and two daddies in school. What in the world? Y'all with me? What in the
world?
I can't talk about something good that's going to help somebody, but I can talk about mess. They're going to mess them up. All
right, somebody say, that's enough. That one gets. Watch those spirits. Beware. Because the devil's desire is to trip every last one of us up. He's not going to do it with an open mind, but he's going to deceive us.
Hallelujah. While we're all standing, everybody can just close their eyes and let's just meditate on what we